News analyst Daniel Shore says the Middle East summit at the White House may work to President Clinton's advantage.
The impromptu summit seemed to produce no tangible change in the Israeli-Palestinian standoff, but actually there was one important change. When President Clinton said, "Please, please give us a chance, and we still have a huge amount of work to do," he signaled that his administration was not only providing an arena for negotiation, but entering that arena. His Middle East expert, Dennis Ross, will preside over the full-time talks on the Gaza border, and Secretary Christopher is expected to join later. From the Kissinger shuttle diplomacy of the 1970s, to the Carter meetings at Camp David, to the shuttle missions of Secretaries George Shultz and James Baker, the tradition has been that American involvement is essential to any agreement. But the Oslo Accords broke that mold. The Rabin government and the PLO reached their understanding in secret meetings and brought in President Clinton at the end for the celebratory handshake. But with the election of Netanyahu, implementation of those agreements has broken down. So now the Clinton administration is undertaking to try to get the agreements working. Robert Dole circles around, looking for a target of opportunity. His remarks about rudderless photo-op diplomacy have so far not laid a glove on the incumbent. The challenger will have to consider how rough he wants to get on this issue in the debate on Sunday, which coincides with the opening of the peace talks. But in the coming weeks, Mr. Clinton, having taken charge of the process, will obviously be held accountable by his political foes for any breakdown in the talks, any perceived pressure on Israel, and for any new outbreak of violence. That, however, is not likely to change many votes. History teaches that foreign policy issues have little impact on the American electorate, except when American lives and American interests are clearly involved. The president may be accused of inconsistency and incoherence in foreign policy, but on the Arab-Israeli issue, Mr. Clinton seems so far to be on safe ground. Almost every president since Eisenhower has tried to nudge along the peace process in this much-promised land. None of them was very successful. None of them lost standing with the American voter for trying. This is Daniel Shore.